Eamon Donnelly, I was going to call him Donnelly. Eamon Donnelly is from Keady in County Armagh, and he's doing a wonderful thing. He's walking from Austria to Ireland, the long walk home, and it's to raise awareness and funds for Dementia Ireland. And Eamon is on the line somewhere in Europe. Hello, Eamon.
Hello there, Ray. How are you?
Not too bad. Whereabouts are you now?
I'm in a town in France called Saverne. Never heard of it before myself.
Right.
But it's a lovely place. Yeah.
Yeah, you're walking with your Austrian friend, Sepp.
That's right.
When did you set off?
We set off on the 18th of June. So we've been on the road just over a month.
Right. And you got the rucksack and the tent and everything on the back, or what way are you travelling?
It's just the two of us. You know, there's no big support team, which, you know, I'm quite... I actually wish we did have, but at the minute it's just us on our rucksacks and, sleeping mats, bags. So we sleep, most of the time we're sleeping, you know, rough.
Okay.
Occasionally, once a week, we like to book into a guest house to clean up a bit, you know.
Yeah. And how long is the total journey from Austria to Ireland?
Kilometre-wise, it's... probably, we reckon about 2,500.
Right, and how many have you done so far?
We've worked out now, we've done about 800. We're heading up towards 900, it's
right.
870.
So just over a third, you've just over a third of your journey completed.
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, you've done a lot, but when you say that...
Sorry.
You know, I wish it was near the end, you know, it is very tough, you know. It
yeah.
Really is.
I was saying it's an amazing thing to do, and people are doing this sort of thing. They're cycling across the States and walking here, there and everywhere, and it's motivated by oftentimes a sort of a personal tragedy, and that's the case in your story, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. No, my mum passed away 3 years ago from a severe form of dementia, or I would say a very aggressive form of dementia, you know. She was 69 when we first started noticing symptoms, and 2 years later, you know, she passed away. So it was a very quick decline of herself, of her personality, and eventually passed away, you know, when she was 71. So, you know, woman was in the prime. I mean, I know it might sound weird, but the woman was in the prime of her life. You know, she had raised seven children. And after the last one left the house, she went back to school. She did her, you know, up in the north, obviously. So she did her GCSEs, then her A-levels, went to university, the Queen's in Belfast, got her bachelor's degree, then her master's degree. And, you know, she'd done all of this. So and then this happened, you know, so it was really...
You would think the cruelest shock. Blow for a woman like that who was using her brain...
Like
a lot of people of her age wouldn't be, you know, back to school and college and all that sort of thing.
People at that age usually stop. She started. That was the start of her, you know, herself. I mean, of course she'd raise kids. I mean, I think that, you know, you can't underestimate the importance of that. And even while she was doing that, she was involved in the local community. She was always doing things, always trying to make things better, do things for the kids around the town. You know, she was involved in a lot of youth projects, you know, especially with young girls, you know, trying to get them, you know, give them something to do, put on plays and whatever, and take them on trips. So, you know, she was always trying to do good. She was a very modest woman, you know, at the same time. But
she sounds like an amazing woman. She sounds like an amazing woman.
Solutions, you know.
Yeah, she sounds like an amazing woman.
Yeah, she was. No doubt.
I've spoken to people, you know, about Alzheimer's on numerous occasions before. It's a horrible, cruel disease, isn't it?
It's, you know, as I said, I mean, my mum, you know, she spent her whole life, I think, I don't want to say she was a do-gooder, but she was just trying to make things better and just that type of woman. And then, you know, the last 2 years of her life, she became something else. You know, she was just taken away from her, the woman that she was. She was just robbed of herself. I mean, I don't know any other way of putting it.
It's the beginning, I think, is the worst, isn't it? Where your mum would have known there was something happening, you know, probably got the diagnosis, couldn't do anything about it. Because there comes a time that she doesn't know what's going on. That happens, doesn't it?
Yeah, the form of dementia that she had, it was It was frontotemporal, so her personality was affected, and her vocabulary, basically, her language. So it was very difficult then, as the disease progressed, for her to express herself. I mean, she just lost her words, essentially. Mm. And it was very difficult to know how much exactly she was, you know, aware, how much she was aware of what was happening to her. You know, to this day, we don't know, really, you know. Yeah. And even at the beginning, it's not like, you know, you would say to your mother, you know, you've got dementia, you know, you're going to go downhill from there. It wasn't a big theme, you know, it wasn't talked about too much, to be honest. But it was just very frustrating, you know.
Yeah.
And the whole experience.
The frustration was, what about when you went for help, talk to people? Support, was that there?
There was a lot of support.
Yes.
You know, the Alzheimer's Society supported my father and my mother through this very difficult time. And, you know, there was a lot of support in that respect. It was just what frustrated me and my brothers and sisters was the fact that there was absolutely nothing. You know, doctors had no idea.
No.
There were no solutions. And that's the very thing that I would like to, with this walk across Europe, just to raise awareness of that very fact that, you know, that really there's nothing that can be done at the moment.
Yes.
But really, in the background, I've spoken to a professor. We have a contact with, the president, actually, of the Alzheimer's Society in Austria, a professor in Vienna. And, you know, he admits as well, they know nothing. They're a dead end, you know.
And we're going to be living longer, so the more of us will suffer from forms of dementia. So we need to get our act together on research.
And I know we've all got our, you know, our clocks are ticking. We've all, you know, we're all going to die eventually. It's, sorry to use
that's
that word.
A given. Know, that's a given. No, it's no. We are all going to die. Yeah. That's it.
But it's just how, you know, it's if you're spending the last few years of your life essentially not the same person that you've strived to be your whole life.
Yeah.
It is particularly cruel, I think, you know.
Mm.
So
it's a long old walk, and it's called the Long Walk Home, and people can go on and they can donate. I know you're divvying out the proceeds of the money you raised to three different organisations.
Yeah.
Alzheimer's organisation in here, as in the Republic, the North, and then in Austria as well, where you're living
at the moment.
Yeah. We'll get back in touch with you as you move closer to Ireland, and maybe you might come in to us then when you come home.
Yeah, we should be roughly arriving in Rosslare because we want to walk up the east coast, you know, around the 29th of August, you know.
Right. Well, you'll come into us then, and it'll take you a couple of days then to walk up, or more than that, a few days to walk up from Rosslare.
Yeah, I think we're probably 10, 11 days maybe just to get up to Kerry.
Right.
So we'll go through Dublin for definite.
Yeah, so
we've sort of avoided the big cities, but we definitely want to go through Dublin. And the Alzheimer's Society UK, and I'm sure Alzheimer's Society Ireland will be there to support us, and there'll be a lot of activity then, I hope, and I'm pretty sure there will be, you know.
Okay, so there's an invitation. So we'll see you sometime in September when you arrive.
And
mind yourself in the blisters, Eamon Donnelly there, somewhere in France. Thanks, Eamon. Good talking to you.
Okay,
bye now. Bye, bye, bye.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1. You know the way people are always talking about cholesterol? Good, bad, raised.